Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce hosts a member-to-member expo coming up on July 16th. Chamber President Courtney Hornsby joins me in studio to share more on the event. Courtney, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, this is a brand new event for the Chamber. What's going to be taking place at the expo?
It is. This is the first ever member-to-member expo, and again, we're hosting it on Wednesday, July 16th at the West Monroe Convention Center. It's really an opportunity for the community to learn more about the Chamber of Commerce and more about some of the members that make up the Chamber of Commerce. Since taking on the role of president almost 2 years ago, I've had so many people tell me, what is a Chamber of Commerce? What do they do? And, you know, there are certain things that they all do across the country, but every chamber is unique and different based on the community that they exist in. And so we want to be able to tell the public, what do we do? What are some of the programs that we're putting on? How are we involved and active in the community? And more importantly, we want to showcase the members. We have about 40 of our members who will have booth spaces, and this is an opportunity that they will be using to demonstrate and showcase either their products or services.
Tell us about some of these booths. Is it strictly going to be informational? Is there going to be any kind of interactive booth set up?
Yeah, the great thing about this expo is that we encourage and strongly encourage our participants to get involved with the attendees. Mm-hmm. Don't just have that static booth where you pick up a piece of paper
and
keep
a piece
walking.
Of candy.
That's right. We're telling them, and the great thing about our members is that they are so varied. So yes, some are going to be food vendors and caterers and bakeries, so they're going to have the free samples of their food and their favorite products, but then we're also going to have your health care and your service providers such as insurance or finance, and they're going to have games. We're going to have free screenings. A lot of health providers are going to be there offering free screenings, including our title sponsor, Glenwood Regional Medical Center, and then we're going to have just fun games, giveaways. Everybody who participated in the expo had to give us a door prize, so we have tons. So we'll be giving out a door prize almost every 30 minutes to those you have to be present to win. So it encourages people to want to come. And you know, it's going to be hot. It's July and this is free. This expo is free. So what a great way to be able to spend a few hours with your kids or your family in a cool air-conditioned place and learn something in the process.
Yeah. What have you been talking about the attraction for existing businesses in town to be a part of this?
Well, you know, people, it's so funny that people can be an existing business and still so many of our public can say, I didn't know they were here,
right,
or I didn't know that that's what they did.
How many times have you heard, aren't you over on, you're over on this street.
Yes, exactly. People don't always know. You kind of get in your habits of where you shop and who you do business with. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for some of those businesses that some have been around 6 months, some have been around 20 years. It's an opportunity to show what they do and some of the different product offerings they have. You know, so many of our vendors don't offer just one thing, and they offer multiple services or multiple products. And there will even be some of these who are retailers, for example, that will be selling items that day if anyone is interested in purchasing items while they're there.
You mentioned letting people know what the Chamber is. What about, as far as membership with the Chamber, the benefits of the local economy and becoming a member?
Yeah, you know, there are many benefits to why people would want to be a part of the Chamber. And, you know, it's not just for businesses. Nonprofit organizations and individuals would also become a member. You know, one of the greatest benefits that we find is the connectivity, the networking amongst themselves. We find that the members really are loyal to one another, trying to support one another. If they don't offer that particular item, they're great about referencing it to another business, knowing what other business leaders have and being able to share that information with the public. And also being able to talk to one another. Running a small business or any business is hard, and you're doing it by yourself. There are limited resources. And so being able to offer continued education opportunities, training, and the opportunity for them to learn from one another. We have found that that has to be one of the greatest benefits we've found with the Chamber.
Also, during the expo, the SBA Awards presentation will be held. Tell us about that.
Yes, the expo is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., but this year we also added a Small Business Awards luncheon that is accompanying that from noon to 1, also at the West Monroe Convention Center. And this is an opportunity for the West Monroe and West Ouachita Chamber to be able to give a pat on the back to some of the small businesses businesses that really make up the heart and soul of our business community. I would say the majority of our membership at the Chamber are those small business owners. Many of them might be literally a mom and pop shop and they're running it themselves right. with very little help. And it's hard doing that, but certainly they are the backbone of our economy and we want to give them a pat on the back. We have 6 different award categories. We'll be announcing those winners and the tickets for the luncheon are $15 per person.
Well, last month, the Chamber hosted a legislative recap event. What did you learn and local businesses learn about current issues and laws and their impact?
And the legislative recap breakfast is something that we do annually after the session, and we invite our Northeast Louisiana delegation to come in and really summarize in their own words what they felt happened at the session. You know, sometimes we get so bogged down with some of the political back and forth, and you don't really understand. You hear stories in the media, and then afterwards, you're still wondering, what did that actually mean? So some of the top issues that were discussed were certainly tort reform that happened during the session. Of course, funding to higher education and our local issue here of Common Core, and still that's an issue today, what's going to happen with Common Core. Those were major issues that were discussed at the session. Relatively speaking, it was a quiet session, but there were 2 or 3 of these issues that business leaders still had questions about.
The Member to Member Expo is coming up on July 16th. Courtney, how can you find out more information about the expo and attending?
Certainly, they can call the chamber at 325-1961. They can also visit our website at westmonroechamber.org, or we encourage you to visit or like our Facebook page. And we just want to stress that this expo is free. There is no charge to come. There will be light refreshments provided, complimentary. It's a great way to beat the heat, so come on in and learn more about the chamber.
Looking forward to that. And events as we wind down the summer, what's on the calendar with the West Monroe, West Washington
Chamber? Yeah, you know, our fall is really shaping up to be very busy. In September, we'll bring back our Brown Bag Lunch concert series every Wednesday at the Pavilion on North 7th in West Monroe. We're also this year hosting the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Fest, and that will take place on Saturday, October 4th. And those are 2 big events. Plus, we're helping support the new marathon coming into town in October in West Monroe. And so we see our fall's lining up to be very busy very quickly.
Lots of things going on. Courtney Hornsby, president with the West Monroe, West Washita Chamber of Commerce. Courtney, good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.